I was eating a banana, and then Lisa interrupted me and told me I'm not allowed to eat my banana anymore. Mm-mm. So I guess this is what we're doing now. So, hi, and welcome to the Interns in Charge.
Well, I don't think I've actually told you this, but one of my biggest pet peeves is, like, people eating. Like, I have an issue with noise.
In general?
Yes.
I had an ex-girlfriend that way.
It's horrifying because, I mean, no matter what anyone does, people are going to make noise when they eat.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
About this ex-girlfriend?
I would love that.
Because you just totally sparked it.
Okay.
I was at lunch with her. We went to get Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
And I was eating refried beans, which are my favorite.
Yeah.
And she had a huge pet peeve of, like sliding your teeth across the fork and, like, chewing, like...
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I do. I'm just kind of a sloppy eater.
Yeah.
And her and I legit, we got in a fight and she left. She walked out of lunch and just left.
What?
Just bounced. She
While
was gone.
Eating?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I had to make a really important decision. Eat my food or fix it with this girl.
Yeah.
I ate my food. We broke up like a week later. It was horrible. Like, who fights over that?
Well, I mean, and I do think that in that situation, the relationship probably wouldn't have worked out because if she was that irritated by you eating some beans, it would have just been downhill.
You know what the real problem was?
Can you say this on
She
the
was
air?
A little beep. A little beep, beep.
So what are you saying about me?
You're the Black Widow. That's all I have to say about that. Hey, can I say something else?
Okay.
I didn't realize that Pussy Willow was a flower.
It is a flower.
You said that yesterday. I really thought you were cursing.
It's a bush or it's a tree. Yeah, it's a tree, I think.
Can we talk about something?
Oh, my God.
Please. I'm begging you. When I say Pussy Willow, don't follow it with bush. I'm sorry. Rated R.
Oh, my word.
I'm sorry.
You're on one today, huh?
No. I drink a 5-hour energy, man.
I can tell.
And I never crash. I usually take caffeine pill or drink coffee.
Yeah. And no, it's supposed to make you not crash. That's like the benefit of those because it's mainly all natural vitamins.
I'm waiting for depression.
Oh my God.
That's my life. That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm sitting here waiting for depression.
For you to come down off the caffeine.
Yes.
Hmm.
Which I've never gone up. So how can I come down?
Maybe you need to go to something called AA.
Alcoholics Anonymous? I don't like to drink, though.
I'm just messing with you.
I'm not a big drinker.
Waiting to come down. That's code for...
I just stick with my, you know, my...
No, I don't think you need AA. I'll just mess with
you. Well, I mean, I just drink a bottle of wine a day, you know. That's just what I do. I mean, I don't think I need... I'm an alcoholic.
Just one?
Well, I drink two bottles of wine a day. One in the morning before I come to the internship, and then one at night before I go to work.
Mm, I drink like five.
I'm totally joking.
I know.
If I drank a bottle of wine before I came in here, we would not be doing this right now.
No.
This podcast would not be occurring, and I'd be eating my banana.
Yes.
God, dang it.
What were you talking about that was in the news that was so important you wanted to discuss today? You always have your opinions about things.
You want to know what my opinion is on some things?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you my opinion on some things.
Wow. It's getting a little feisty in here.
What's been going on in the news lately? Can I just give my opinion? What's something that's been interesting
in
the news?
How do you feel about Obama saying that we're leaving Afghanistan by 2016? BS or truth?
Do you really want me to get started on this, or do you just want me to halfway get started on
it? Just halfway. Just, is it not true, or is it true?
We will never leave the Middle East.
I agree.
You know why we will never leave the Middle East?
Why?
Oil.
Okay.
Oil is so important to us. That's the reason we went there in the first place. Don't get me started.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about all the disruption and all the war and the fighting going on? Do you think we're headed towards World War III?
World War III will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be anything that we can... For a minute there, it looked like it was going to be with Russia. That was going to be the start of it.
Yeah.
With what was going on with Russia.
I had a bad feeling, though.
I do think that... To get on some really interesting... All empires fall.
Mm-hmm.
Every empire that's ever existed on this planet has fallen. America is and was an empire, and it is going to fall.
Yeah.
And when it does, it is going to be bad news for everybody who lives here. But I don't... It might not be for a while.
I hope it's not in our lifetimes.
A lot of people think Barack Obama...
Your children's lifetime.
My children are going to be beautiful children.
I didn't say they wouldn't. John is an attractive young man.
Thank you.
You are very
Thank you. I look in the mirror every day and tell myself that.
Wow.
But I still cry myself to sleep at night.
Pussy Willow.
What a life. Hey, that's a bush. Shout out to George Bush. Do you remember the video of that guy throwing the shoe at George Bush?
Yes.
That's single-handedly the funniest thing you'll ever see.
Really
he had the quickest reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do we have left?
Zero. It's done.
It's done?
Yes.
That sucks. So that, wait, this means I can eat my banana now.
Yes, it does.
Bye, world. I'm going to go eat my banana.
Thank you for listening.
That sounded ridiculous.
Interns in charge. Don't listen to John.
Imagine people being in charge. That's us.
All right. Thank you, and goodbye.
You're not welcome.